Hello and welcome to today's daily tarot card reading. Today I am picking on a subject which I regularly avoid. I'm reading from Healing with the Angels oracle cards, and I'm actually going to cheat with this one because I'm not even sure if this is the truth or not. But I just feel like this is the right card to tell everyone, right? So today's card is new love. A new chapter in your love life begins, whether it's with a new partner or rekindled love in a current relationship. Open your heart to the new infusion of divine love through a partner in your life.
Okay.
The angels are preparing you to be aware of new people entering your life as a new mate. As a new mate may be unlike your previous partners. Okay. Be open to changes in your current relationships and don't cling tightly to the ideas of how you think relationships should be. This is a wondrous change in your love life, and you are asked to trust God and your guardian angels to work things out for your highest good. Changes in your love life will only be painful if you are rigid in your thoughts and behaviors. If you flow with the current love, you will find old parts of your love life wash away. They're rapidly being replaced by new aspects that will delight you. Current relationships may end, or they may act as a transition into a new phase of passion and renewed love, or a new partner into your life, inspiring great happiness for you both. So why do I avoid this subject? Because one of the reasons that I used to do this tarot card read, this podcast, because I just thought, well, why not? And then I broke up with someone and it crushed me. So then I took like a month or something off, and then I restarted doing these readings as my way of venting and hoping and dreaming that things would to sort of get out of the phase of so much anger and aggression and these kind of things, because being cheated on is not much fun. Anyway, so I always avoid love. But as you may have heard, I've just been like fumbling my words as I'm doing now. But new love, let's be honest, everybody wants this nice, happy relationship. And I think that it's time for those kind of things. I think it's time in the world for those kind of things. I mean, if you're in a relationship right now, yeah, it's good to hope that things improve. Or if they're going fantastic, hope that they maintain that path, you know, and dream. Why not reach for the stars and just think, no, I want to meet the love of my life. No, I do want happiness and I do deserve this, you know. A lot of times we don't think that we deserve love. We don't, because of their past relationships and past habits that we have, and we attract the same partner. And if we've been with someone for ages, we get used to what they do. It's the time for rekindlement and redevelopment and reigniting old passions, and both in yourself, if you're single, to say, right, no, I have been through bad times, and no, I do deserve love. I am a good person, you know, or I am a horrible person. Maybe I can get someone equally who is as dark and weird as I am. You know, whatever keeps you happy in a relationship is where you should be. If you're unhappy, look for ways to sort of change those things. You know, don't ask anyone to change for you. You can either accept them, or you can just be like, look, maybe we can reach a compromise. It's all about communication and understanding and trusting in yourself as to what you want. Don't put yourself down for anyone's sort of crap, really. Like, you need to be like this, you need to be like, no, none of that. That's not real love. That's just somebody wanting you to be an idealistic version of what they think you should be. And they say, oh, well, I see this in you, but if you don't see it in yourself, then what, you know, you're not going to change into this person just because somebody else decides that that's what you should be. No. So new love, right? So you're either going to meet someone fantastic, or your relationship's going to get that much better, or you're going to break up with someone and meet someone fantastic, basically. And yeah, I know it's a bit harsh, but you know, that's just life, really, isn't it? I hope you've enjoyed this reading, and I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.